Cook's favorite book. Once upon a time, there was a boy called Charlie Cook who curled up in a cozy chair and read his favorite book. About a leaky pirate ship which very nearly sank, and a pirate chief who got the blame and had to walk the plank. The chief swam to an island and went digging with his hook. At last he found a treasure chest, and in it was a book. About a girl called Goldilocks and three indignant bears who cried, "Who's had our porridge?" "Who's been sitting on our chairs?" They went into the bedroom, and Baby Bear said, "Look, she's in my bed, and what's more, she's got my favorite book." About a Sir Percy Pilkington, a bold and fearless knight, who told the dragon, "Wait, I'm not quite ready for the fight. You must hear this first." And then his armor clinked and shook. He read aloud a joke he'd found inside his favorite book. About an oak tree full of birds. Each bird had built a nest, and they had a competition to decide which one was the best. They chose an owl to judge it, and the winner was a rook, whose nest was lined with pages from his very favorite book. About a wicked jewel thief who stole the king's best crown, but then got stuck behind some sheep. Which slowed his car right down. The king dialed 999, and soon the cops had caught the crook and flung him into prison, where he read his favorite book. About the biggest birthday cake the world had ever seen. A team of royal cake makers had made it for the queen. The cake was so delicious that a famous spaceman took a slice of it to Jupiter.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
He also took a book. About a ghost who glided around a castle every night, carrying her head and giving everyone a fright. She kept it up till morning, then she found a shady nook and put her head back on again to read her favorite book. About a cozy armchair and a boy called Charlie Cook.